Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
In today's show, I'm going to be sharing with you the three reasons why the Bitcoin price has not been able to rally back above $40,000, as fractals and death cross suggest this correction is not yet over. Or is it? I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And as Max Keiser shares, Bitcoin will make a new all-time high very quickly. It's designed to draw out authoritarians and crush them. We are seeing governments and ishcoiners, true authoritarian colors, thanks to Novid plus BTC. BTC is easily crushing them while making plebs stinking rich. And as the Bitcoin Archive points out in this chart, Bitcoin at $134,000 by December 19th, if this pattern repeats. In breaking news from Bitcoin Beach, yes, the reports of protests against Bitcoin in El Salvador were real. I believe 100 news reports and 10 actual protesters, as you can see right here. And zooming in, we can see the media's unbiased view of Bitcoin versus the actual view as the FUD continues. Also in today's show, JP Morgan to allow all wealth management clients to access Bitcoin and cryptocurrency funds, according to this new report, which is interesting considering their CEO, Jamie Dimon, not too long ago called Bitcoin a fraud and said it will eventually blow up. Also in today's show, Bitcoin bulls must hold this key price level this weekend or bullish momentum will be lost, according to top crypto analysts. We're talking about Mikhail Van de Pop. He recently shared Bitcoin facing the next level of resistance. After this, it's 36,000. Reminder that we're dealing with a weekend pump. Wouldn't be surprised to see a retest happening in green to close the CME gap this coming week. Overall, very good behavior and still expecting $40,000 overall. Also in today's show, breaking news, Jeff Bezos is exploring Amazon payments in crypto, which could send the Bitcoin price to $70,000. That's right, Amazon is currently exploring ways of accepting payments in cryptocurrency, with firms like Apple and Tesla suggesting they will follow suit. This is a pretty big deal, especially considering a top of $70,000 on a bear case instance and a $100,000 top cannot be ruled out by the end of the year should Amazon make good on its promise before year's end. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and most major altcoins are currently breaking out and in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/cryptonewsalerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/cryptonewsalerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/cryptonewsalerts. And let's start stacking those sats,
Shall we?
All right. Welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. How's it going, crypto fam? I'm your host, JV. We have a lot to cover as usual, so let's dive right in. The ongoing story for the past couple of months in the crypto market has been the confusion on whether Bitcoin is destined for another leg down or is finally ready to break out towards new highs. Which direction do you feel we're likely to go next? Let me know in the comments below. Bitcoin's price history and data from previous corrections suggest that the current struggles of the top crypto could persist for a little bit longer due to the strengthening dollar, the possibility of decreasing economic stimulus, and a slew of technical factors connected to Bitcoin's price action. Let's break it down, starting with a strong dollar, which threatens Bitcoin's recovery. According to data from Delphi Digital, one of the biggest factors placing strain on risk assets around the globe is the strengthening US dollar, which appears to be attempting a trend reversal after falling below 90 in late May. As you can see here on the $1 chart, rising dollar strength put a halt to the year-long uptrend and the 10-year U.S. Treasury yield, which is also a reflection that the economic expansion seen in the first half of 2021 are beginning to lose steam and that there is a threat of a new wave of COVID infections threatening the global economic recovery. The next factor is fractals, and the death cross suggests that the correction is not over yet. Or is it? The short-term outlook for Bitcoin remains bearish as previous instances of the death cross, which appeared on Bitcoin's chart in late June, have been followed by a corrective period that can last for nearly a year. Now check this out. According to the analysts at Delphi Digital, a 12-month moving average is being tested as support, and a dip below this level would signal further downside for the Bitcoin price action. And right here up top, you're looking at the death cross plaguing Bitcoin, bearish crossover of the 50-day and 200-day moving average. And in the chart right down below, it shows you the Bitcoin price testing the 12-month moving average, which is a long-term support. Now the 12-month moving average has been a key support level for Bitcoin historically. So how the price performs near this level could dictate whether the current uptrend remains intact. Overall, caution is warranted for traders because low volumes have historically led to higher volatility, when fewer open bids can lead to rapid price fluctuations. As explained by Kevin Kelly, a certified financial analyst at Delphi Digital, the short-term outlook turns quite a bit more bearish if and when we break those key levels near $30,000, quoting Kelly right here. I don't necessarily think that we'll see as nearly as significant of a drawdown as we did in, say, post-December 2017, early 2018, and into the end of that year. But I do think, just given the structure of the market, that we could potentially be in for a bit more short-term volatility and potentially some more headwinds here in the near term. And checking out the latest from Max Keiser, he tweeted, "Bitcoin will make a new all-time high very quickly. It's designed to draw out authoritarians and crush them. We are seeing governments and ishcoiners, true authoritarian colors, thanks to Novid plus BTC. BTC is easily crushing them while making plebs stinking rich." That's right. And Max Keiser still says the $220,000 Bitcoin price is in play for this year, 2021. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the host of the Orange Pill podcast. Also, as the Bitcoin Archive points out, Bitcoin at $134,000 by December 19th, if this pattern repeats, which you can see right here on your screen. Do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to break $100,000 before the end of this year? Holla at your boy. And as Bitcoin Beach points out, yes, the reports of protests against Bitcoin in El Salvador were real. I believe 100 news reports and 10 actual protesters. And as we zoom in, we can see the truth, the media's unbiased view of Bitcoin versus the actual view. So there you have it. Expect more FUD coming from the governments around the world, as well as the central banks, the media, the propaganda continues. It is what it is. Now, before I break down our next story of the day, JP Morgan to allow all wealth management clients to access Bitcoin and cryptocurrency funds, according to this new report, even though their CEO, Jamie Dimon, once called Bitcoin a fraud and said it will eventually blow up, as well as Bitcoin bulls must hold this key price level this weekend or bullish momentum will be lost, according to top crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop, as well as breaking news of Jeff Bezos exploring Amazon payments in crypto, which could send the Bitcoin price to $70,000. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. We can see Bitcoin still in the green, up 1.5% for the day, trading at $34,350. We have Ethereum down 0.25%, trading at $2,150. I'd love to see ETH break that $2,200 resistance. We have Binance down about 2%, trading at $303. Polkadot down 2.5%, trading at $13.51. Cardano down 0.3%, trading at $1.22. And Chainlink down 1.2%, 1%, trading just under $17. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. JP Morgan is reportedly now allowing wealth management clients to access institutional Bitcoin and crypto funds. Business Insider obtained an internal memo from JP Morgan that indicates the bank's wealth management clients can now take buy and sell orders for Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, Bitcoin Cash Trust, Ethereum Classic Products, and Osprey Funds Bitcoin Trust. The wealth managers may only execute crypto trades if their clients request it, and they cannot recommend crypto products. According to Business Insider, the memo indicates a policy change occurred on July 19th. If you can't beat them, join them, right? Or get left behind. JP Morgan's foray into cryptos contrasts with the previously stated views of the bank's chief executive, Jamie Dimon, who once called Bitcoin a fraud and worse than tulip bulbs. In March, Morgan Stanley became the first big bank in the U.S. to grant its wealthy clients access to Bitcoin funds. Morgan Stanley is limiting Bitcoin investments to 2.5% of a client's net worth. And in April, CoinDesk reported that JP Morgan was planning to unveil an actively managed Bitcoin fund. The Bitcoin asset manager, New York Digital Investment Group, NYDIG, is expected to provide custodial services for this fund. So there you have it. Do not do as they say, but watch what they do and follow the smart money. Because as you can see, the major banks and institutions around the world are accumulating BTC and embracing it, or they'll get left behind. It is what it is. And before I break down our next story of the day, Bitcoin bulls must hold this key price level this weekend or bullish momentum will be lost, according to top crypto analyst Mikhail Bandet-Pop, as well as breaking news of Jeff Bezos exploring Amazon payments into crypto cryptocurrency, which could send Bitcoin to $70,000. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $1.4 trillion, with about $69 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, and the current Bitcoin dominance at 46.9%, with the Ether dominance at 18.4%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have ICP up a whopping 28%, trading at about $45. Digibyte, let's go Digi, up 15%, trading at 4.5 cents. Telcoin up 13% for the day and 53% for the week, trading at 2 cents. Now checking out the top losers within the top 100, we have AXS down 10% for the day, but still up 109% for the week, trading at $41. Flow down 6% for the day, but still up 26% for the week, trading just under $20. And ThorChain down 6% for the day and 19% for the week, trading at $3.52. Now, out of this list of the biggest gainers and losers, which altcoins in particular are you currently most bullish on? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now, checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 27 in fear. And last month and all throughout the last 2 months, we've been stuck in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now. BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Top crypto analyst and trader Mikhail Bandet-Pop is discussing key Bitcoin price levels as the flagship crypto consolidates above 33,000. In a new video, Bandet-Pop says that although Bitcoin appears to be in a slight bullish period, especially in the wake of news that Tesla and SpaceX hold Bitcoin on their balance sheets, the asset still needs to flip some key levels into support to sustain its rally. Quoting him here, what you want to see is that Bitcoin generates a new higher low. At this stage, yes, we do have this fake out beneath the recent low. We got back into the range. But in order to sustain bullish, you want to see the previous support flip for support again, $31,000. So right now, Bandet-Pop says Bitcoin has stayed above support at 29,300 and even managed to break out of a falling wedge, which is a pattern that can indicate a trend reversal. Bandet-Pop highlights that if Bitcoin fails to flip $31,000 into support, he's looking at a leg down to 26,000 and possibly to 24,000. The analyst, however, says many traders are waiting for Bitcoin to plummet and have reached a moment of bearish euphoria, which could set up a major bear trap and ignite a sustained Bitcoin bounce. Quoting him here, if we break 32,800, I would not be surprised if we get a very swift and heavy run towards that $36,000 high, potentially even a wick towards $37,500. And checking out his most recent tweets, Bitcoin facing the next level of resistance after this is 36,000. Reminder that we're dealing with a weekend pump. Wouldn't be surprised to see a retest happening in green to close the CME gap this coming week. overall very good behavior and still expecting $40,000 overall. And referencing these green box with the CME gaps that need to close, we got one at $29,000 as well as $31,000, which you can see right here in this chart. How many of you feel will close these CME gaps this coming week? Let me know in the comments right down below. And checking out his other tweet here, Bitcoin rejects at that $34,500 area, some more consolidation probably, in which I'm still eyeing that area around $32,800 as a potential zone for longs, according to the CME gap too. Probably a big amount of people will flip-flop bull bear in the coming days. So there you have it. And to watch this entire video analysis, what Mikhail Van de Pop entitled, Ready for $40,000 Bitcoin Critical Level, check the show notes below this video in the description. And before I break down our final story of the day, Jeff Bezos is exploring Amazon payments and crypto, which could send the Bitcoin price to $70,000. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 850 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and hit that bell icon to help support the channel and to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, including weekends, just like this. You can also find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is Crypto News Yes. And you can also follow me on Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So be sure to follow me there. All right. Now let's break down our final story of the day. Jeff Bezos's company is now seeking to hire a crypto expert for this very purpose. A spokesperson for Mr. Bezos' company, which has a market capitalization of $1.6 trillion, said, "We are inspired by the innovation happening in the crypto space, and we are exploring what this could look like on Amazon. We believe the future will be built on new technologies that enable modern, fast, and inexpensive payments. We hope to bring that future to Amazon customers as soon as possible." Now check this out. If the world's fourth largest company opens up its worldwide marketplace to cryptocurrency transactions, the value of Bitcoin and Ethereum could escalate and go parabolic. That's right. Speaking to express.co.uk, Greg Wiseman, co-founder and COO at the global payment network Mercurio, said Tesla's initial announcement of accepting Bitcoin for its products helped contribute to taking Bitcoin to all-time highs in the second quarter of the year, which we know is at around that $65,000 mark. Now, should this impact be replicated when Amazon fully embraces crypto payments, we can begin to see a rejuvenation from the current sell-offs and growth towards new price levels not seen in months. Now, keep this in mind. A top of $70,000 on a bear case instance and a $100,000 top cannot be ruled out by the end of this year should Amazon make good on its promise before year's end. How many of you feel it's likely to take place and Amazon will embrace crypto payments, which could send the Bitcoin price surging past $100,000? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now, currently, Amazon does not accept cryptocurrencies as payment, but a recent job posting by the company shows that this could soon change. That's right. And Amazon's payments acceptance and experience team is now on the hunt for an experienced product leader to develop Amazon's digital currency and blockchain strategy and product roadmap. The company added that the position will leverage your domain expertise in blockchain, distributed ledger, central bank digital currencies, and cryptocurrency to develop the case for the capabilities which should be developed, drive the overall vision and product strategy, and gain leadership buy-in and investment for new capabilities. We're inspired by the innovation happening in the crypto space and are exploring what this could look like on Amazon. Apart from Bitcoin, a candidate cryptocurrency for making transactions on Amazon could be VeChain. In July, the VeChain Foundation announced a partnership with Shopping.io, an online platform that has been integrating crypto payments into e-commerce. And since the beginning of July, consumers can use VeChain tokens to purchase at Amazon, eBay, Walmart, and Etsy via shopping.io. So there you have it. How many of you feel that Amazon will adopt crypto payments before the end of this year, which can very easily send the Bitcoin price surging past $100,000? Holla at your boy in the comments right down below. I feel personally it's only a matter of time, and I feel a $100,000 Bitcoin price is extremely conservative. I would not be surprised to see a $200,000 plus BTC price before the end of this year. Now, for a quick recap, what I covered with you here in today's show, I shared the three reasons why the Bitcoin price has not yet been able to rally back above $40,000, as well as in this chart, it shows Bitcoin at 134,000 by December 19th if this pattern repeats. Also shared the latest FUD coming out of Bitcoin Beach that there are hundreds of news reports while there are only actually 10 protesters, as you can see right here. Also in today's show, we discussed JP Morgan to allow all wealth management clients to access Bitcoin and cryptocurrency funds, according to this new report. Also in today's show, we discussed the Bitcoin bulls must hold this key price level this weekend or bullish momentum will be lost, according to crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop. Also in today's show, we discussed Jeff Bezos exploring Amazon payments in crypto, which could send the Bitcoin price surging past $70,000 or even $100,000. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. And real quick, before I go, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?